It is the future. A devastating natural disaster has wiped out all of humanity. But just before the population of Earth met its demise, beings from a far-off galaxy made first contact and miraculously managed to save a single human male.
Thank you.
It has become the responsibility of this sole survivor to recall the centuries of human culture that have been erased. His mission? To relay to his newfound alien brethren Earth's most profound and beloved tales from across film, television, and literature to the best of his ability. These are the records of his efforts. This is Future Fiction Theater 2099!
Session 36. Planet of the Apes. Begin.
Space log 12272727275. This is Captain Taylor speaking, and I'm on board the spaceship the Icarus, named of course after that thing that flew too close to the sun. Bit ominous of a name, if you ask me, but... Well, it's a bit of an ominous mission, to be frank. We're headed off to an unknown planet to explore it. And, oh my god, we're crashing! Oh god, oh no! Bum, 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 bum. Hey guys, we crash-landed. Is everyone alright? Oh, no, no vitals. They're all dead. Looks like it's just me alone on an uninhabited planet. I'll go out and explore. Let's see, shirt check, pants check, helmet, not necessary, sneakers, and I've got my bottle of juice. Space log, another entry. I'm come upon a group of local civilians. They appear to be humanoid in nature. I'm going to move in for a closer look. Hark! Fellow humans! What planet is this? I too am a human, and I come in peace. Not big talkers, huh? Well, that's all right. We can just sit and whatever and hang out. You don't need to talk right away. Maybe as you feel more comfortable. I've noticed that none of you wear shirts. I have some. But that's up to you. You don't have to take them. What the? But those look like... That can't be. Horses? And also on top of them are apes? I could see either horses or apes coming after us, but both at the same time. This sort of thing would never happen back on my planet. Oh, I'm in a net. Bom, bom.
Dr. Zaius, I've returned with some new humans. I captured them frolicking in a meadow. Disgusting. They're nothing like us wonderful apes. What should I do with them?
Ah, yes, well, go ahead and take those humans and just give them to the scientists to fuck around with.
Very well, Doctor. What are you a doctor of again?
Apology.
Oh.
And humanology.
Wow.
And planetology. I'm a doctor of everything. Take them to the scientist. Stop gawking at me.
Yes, sir.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, my. What lovely humans you've brought in. Ooh, this one looks especially ripe for the picking. Ooh, my. Look at these pectorals. Oh, and these abdominals. And, ooh, get a look at those pearly whites. Ooh, look at these chompers. Now, now. Zira, we've been warned time and time again not to sexualize the humans. Oh, Cornelius, I know. I'm just looking for a third for our special relationship. Yes, yes, we'll get one day. We'll get the laws changed so we can make love to these disgusting humans. God, they're filthy. But I want them so badly.
Hey, are you guys... Do you guys want to...
The human is speaking? Oh, no. This is terrible news. a speaking human. This makes... Whoa! Oh, no. Cornelius has fainted. Oh, he's such a big dweeb. I wish he weren't so much of a goddamn fucking pussy.
I demand to know where I am. Tell me, what planet is this? And what's... I mean, also, you're apes and you're talking to me, so if you could explain that part, it would help me too.
I don't know what you mean. You're a human. You explain to me why you're talking.
Please, listen to me. I'm here from another planet, another world. I come from a place where humans do the speaking and apes, why apes are locked in cages.
What?
Not like they're very nice cages. They're very nice. They have pillows and everything. Little bananas. Do you like a banana?
Oh, yes, I do like a banana from time to time.
I bet you'd like a banana. Oh, do you have one? No, I don't. I mean, they took all of my things and beat me. Well, then don't tease if you don't have a banana. You're right.
What was your name again?
Taylor. They call me Taylor.
Of course. Named after the tail. You say you crash-landed here in some sort of a ship?
That's right. It's called space travel. It's pretty cool.
Incredible. Oh my goodness. Cornelius, wake up. Cornelius.
Oh, yes, my darling.
Cornelius, you must listen to the tale of this human.
All right. I guess so. Human, how did you come to speak? I don't really have time to go over this again. You were asleep, but we just sort of hashed that out ourselves.
It's fine, Cornelius. Never mind. Listen, Taylor. I have to tell you something. Where you are now is the planet of the apes. That's what we decided to name it, based on, well, two factors, really.
Zira, we don't have time to explain everything right now. What's important is that, well, we're chimpanzees, as you can tell from our brown fur and our kind eyes. But there are two other types of apes that dwell here on this sphere. One of the types is the gorillas with the black fur. Well, they're very warlike. They're very angry. They're very grumpy. All of them, to a fault? Yes, that's right. Pretty much every single one of them has the same personality.
It's just how it is. Genetics, I guess.
And meanwhile, there are the orangutans. They're the orange ones. They're very smart, but they're also the lawgivers and the lawmakers. And they keep our historical records. And they deal with all the bureaucracy. And they control the class system. And they decide who gets what and when and how and why and where and whom.
Cornelius, have a banana. It'll calm you down.
Oh, thank you, dear. And what about you, the chimpanzees? What's your gimmick? We're just sort of like the... well, it's a good banana. We're just sort of like the... We're the scientists and also just kind of the nice ones, I guess. Well, if you're so nice, you should let me out of this cage.
I don't think we're gonna do that. But we will take this up to Dr. Zaius at once. We'll figure out what to do with you.
Bum bum biloop, bum bum biloop, biloop.
Order, it is I, Dr. Zaius, who is a doctor and also a judge. I call this court to order now, here for the trial of the human who can talk versus the state of the planet of the apes. Will the defense... For the human, please come forward now.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Zaius. I'm Cornelius, and I'll be acting as defense attorney for the human today. Here's the thing. Humans are, pretty useful. We have them all the time in our daily lives as pets or as slaves or, in human fighting rings, or we eat them. Their meat is succulent and sweet. But... did you ever stop to think what a talking human could give us? Why, for example, this one here, this Taylor fellow, he is, quite the specimen, if I do say so myself. And, of course, the current laws don't allow for intercourse with the human species, but a talking human, well, imagine, there could be such things as, foreplay, like dirty talk and foreplay with the human. I yield.
Thank you, Cornelius. Your opening case has been noted and immediately dismissed. Prosecution, would you like to make your opening statement now?
Yes, it's me, an angry gorilla. Here's the problem. Humans aren't good. Have you ever looked at them? I mean really looked at them. Notice a difference between them and us? Hair? On their heads, but not on the rest of their bodies? It doesn't make sense. Furthermore, I have an uncontrollable rage inside of me, and looking at that human makes me want to pummel him into the ground like a piece of baked pie. The kind of pie that you bake. We apes have lived for centuries without talking humans. I say we end his life now, before it is too late and he infects the others with his barbed tongue of lies and secrets and whispers. I yield.
Thank you, prosecution, gorilla. Very good job. You really put that one together nicely. Your opening statement has been entered into the record, and I think we're ready for the jury. No, they didn't come in today. I'll just decide then. Yeah, we gotta kill him.
Objection! Zira, you're not supposed to be speaking during court. You're a woman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that in addition to being a racist society, we're also sexist.
Yes, well, you do have a position of power as a smart scientist, so that's pretty progressive for the 60s, huh?
What's that?
The 2260s or whatever the hell. You know what I'm trying to say. We're on the planet of the apes. Well, there's apes here. There's also humans, but, well, they didn't get to name it, did they? That was our thing. We did that first.
Court is adjourned. The human will be sentenced to death on the morrow. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll retire to my chambers. I've got a banana waiting for me with my name on it. Dr. Zaius.
Space log day, it's another one. Things aren't looking so good for old Captain Taylor of the Icarus. What started out as a journey of exploration and excitement and adventure... Well, it's still all of those things, but now I'm being tortured by apes, which isn't great. They're keeping me in a cage. I've been sprayed down with a big hose. Actually, it's kind of nice. It's got a pretty good high pressure to it. Way better than the kind of stuff we have back on Earth. I mean, these are nozzles on nozzles on nozzles. It's like a jet stream jacuzzi extravaganza. If I ever make it out of here, I'm going to have to ask them for the technology behind that hose that they were using on me. But it hasn't been all good, though. They've also forced me to eat, you know, just bad stuff. The kind of stuff we would feed to animals. And also, I've seen other humans around here, and they're... It's kind of sad. They seem gross. Like this one in... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that one's hot. Hey. Hey there. Hello, woman. Fellow human woman. I don't know. I guess you're not a speaker. You don't... You're one of the no-speak humans. Oh, it sounds like you can make a sound, though. That's nice. Yeah. I was into you. I thought I was into you. But the more that I get to know you, the less interested I am.
Oh!
Yeah, it's going to be a swipe left from me. Anyway, back to my journal here. Yeah, I'm scheduled to be murdered on the morrow. So that should be fun. We'll see how it happens.
Taylor! 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 Wake up!
Huh, what? What's going on? I was having a wonderful dream about, I was on a planet of the apes, and all of the apes were... Wait a minute! An ape? This isn't what I expected!
Taylor! Taylor! I'm breaking you out of the jail! I think you should live on! And so I'm gonna do a whole thing where I break you out. It's actually pretty easy, because I work here, and I have the keys to the cage, and even though we're an advanced ape society, we still kind of do the whole thing where we just wear tattered rags and robes like cavemen, and our houses are just really huts made of stone and clay. It's shit around here, to be honest with you, which is why it's so easy for me to break you out. I just distracted the guards with a banana. Come on, then. Come on through.
Wait. I wouldn't feel right leaving without taking... someone else with me.
Someone else? Taylor, that's very risky.
I know, Zira, I know, but hear me out. It's this one over... It's this woman over here. When she doesn't talk, she is actually sorta hot. I'm a little bit into her.
Very well. What about all of the other humans of your species? Surely you feel a kinship with them? Yes, I understand. They are horrible. All right, fine. The two of you, that's it. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Sound the alarm! The humans have escaped! I was off duty eating a banana, and then I fell asleep, and now I'm back inside, and the cage has been opened, and the humans have escaped! Dr. Zaius, what should we do about it?
Oh, I was worried this would happen. Perhaps Zira and Cornelius have turned treacherous, or perhaps those humans are getting smarter and smarter. Soon they'll be able to use their disgusting little nubby little fingers to open door handles and such. Very well, get upon our horses, the horseback that we'd like, and go find them. I have a feeling I know which way they're headed.
Bum, 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 bum.
How are you doing back there, Taylor?
I'm all right. The horse is a little bit bumpy, but I'm okay.
And how about you, other woman? Oh, Cornelius, are you holding up well?
Yes, dear, I'm doing very well. I'm having a good time on the horse. I like to ride the horse. Where are you taking us?
There's only one place we can go that's safe, Taylor. It's called the Forbidden Zone. It's a zone out to the another side of the planet. Essentially, we have just the one town here, pretty much just one town. There's a whole zone which is like the rest of the planet that we're not supposed to go to. It's hard, it gets a little dull, but we make do. That's where we're going, though. I have a feeling that we'll find some answers there. Plus, all the other apes are a little bit scared to go out there.
I'm even a little bit scared, Zira. What if we find something like, I don't know, a terrible monster, or, I don't know, some kind of a terrible monster also might be a possibility. Did I say the same thing twice?
Oh. Calm down, everyone, calm down. Everyone, just please, please. We'll be there soon. In fact, yes, we're leaving the bidden zone, and now this one is forbidden. Ooh, I just got a chill down my spine thinking about it.
Uh-oh, don't look now, Zira, but, I do look now, actually, I'm telling you. On our six, it looks like Dr. Zaius sent some of his gorillas up to get us, and also Dr. Zaius is here, too.
Oh, faster now, horses, faster now. Look at us, a horse, and apes and humans, all together, traveling together, like a triple combo, a triple threat. We're like the turducken of Planet of the Apes. We're an ape horseman. Come on, let's hide in this cave.
Hello, Cornelius, Zira, and escaped humans. Are you hiding in this cave, yes or no?
God, she really is the worst. I told him not to bring her, but you know how it is with humans.
They're in here, Dr. Zaius. I see them with my eyes. And also I see them with my guns. Yeah. Guns. We use guns with our fingers and thumbs, and we like to do it because it's fun. That's our motto in the guerrilla military.
Don't shoot, please. You have to understand, Dr. Zaius. This is a thinking, feeling, sentient being. He deserves to not be murdered on the morrow.
I'm sorry, Zira, but this human knows too much. If he tells you things about his past, it could reveal secrets that I don't want you to know. And the thing about that is that I'm hiding things from you. Terrible, dangerous things. For your own protection, of course, of course.
Oh, yes, I believe that. I think that's probably correct. I trust you, Dr. Zaius. Cornelius, please, please, stop being such a cuck. Look, Dr. Zaius, if you promise not to shoot us, I'll
I'm waiting.
Hey, where'd the human go?
Oh, damn it, he must have gone out the exit while we were talking. No one was watching him. You had a gun.
I was interested in your conversation. It was riveting.
You are an excellent conversationalist, Dr. Zaius.
Cornelius!
This is my final chance. While they're talking in that cave, I'm running away on the beach. Maybe if I can make it to a society of humans elsewhere in the Forbidden Zone, or I can make it back to my ship and, I don't know, fix it with some tools. Then I could make it back home and escape this horrible place. Hey, what's that over there in the sand? Looks like kind of like a weird, it looks like a pointy statue with some horns on it. I see you've discovered the truth, Taylor. Yeah, what? That statue there, recognize it? No, you don't. It's the, remember, do you remember when you used to have New York City on your planet? I'm from the West Coast. Well, sure, but you've seen the Statue of Liberty. You've seen postcards. You've watched Woody Allen movies. You've never seen the Statue of Liberty. What's your point, Dr. Zaius? My point, my dear, Taylor, is that I'm afraid I have to tell you the secret that is that, you know how, well, guess what? It's Earth! What do you mean, what's Earth? This is Earth! What is it? Am I being pranked? Is there a camera somewhere? It's Earth! Damn it! You're telling me that this is Earth, that I traveled in the time warp wormhole and it turns out Earth got apes are living in it? You nailed it. It figures.
What? Oh, we made it as fast as we could. What's happening? Did he see this? Whatever that statue is, and is it meaningful?
No, it's pretty much what I assumed. It doesn't surprise me too much. Humans destroyed the Earth. What was it? Was it like a missile thing? Like a nuclear missile thing? Yes, I think so. Yeah, a bunch of bombs and stuff. Yeah, that pretty much tracks with what I figured. Yeah, I guess just murder me. I don't know.
Taylor, wait! Maybe if we live together as a species, as we could work together with humans and apes and repair the mistakes that your people made in the past. She's right, Taylor. For example, immigration clearly was a problem. I think that's what we're a metaphor for, that all the apes moved into the human world and took over. Immigrants are dangerous. Is that the message?
No, I'm pretty sure the message is that certain types of species just act a certain way, and there's nothing they can do to change it. Again, that's genetics.
No, the message is that humans are bad, and we all deserve to die.
Oh, you miserable bastard. Plant me a big wet one on the mouth.
Ooh, Zira. Oh, my. Well, my fate is uncertain. Will I continue to live on this planet? This planet that I once called Earth. But today has a different name. I don't know. But one thing I do know is what that name is. I wrote it down in my log here. The planet of the apes. Taylor, out, signing, off, and shut down. So do you guys want to swing or what? Yes, yeah, yes,
right.
Yes.
I'd be into that.
Yes,
I
do. Yes, yeah. Let's swing.
Oh.
Session 36. Planet of the Apes. End.